when you stop the talking and all the thinking and just allow, there's a flow that takes place, and suddenly, look what happens. Not what I call a perfect circle, but pretty good. It's like an egg. I'm in the middle of an egg here, big egg shape. So it's very, very important. Changes the energy in the room, doesn't it? Changes it a lot. And it actually brings in more sensuality. More senses start opening up. Some of you think we're going to break into singing Kumbaya in just a moment. We're not. It's not about that. I just wanted to do something different for this mihrab. All of you watching in online, where are you? Online. Oh, all of you watching in online, bring yourselves in now. Shh. Stop talking. Bring yourselves in to the circle, into what we're doing and experiencing here. No, just, you're thinking about it. You just do it. I am here. Remember? I am here. Then you're here. Okay, good. Now, we put on a little light mihrabi music. And we take a deep breath. This is fun. This is like kind of going camping. And I don't like, I mean, I like this because it says Saint Germain. I like this, but I don't like all this stuff here. So we'll move that. Oh, just take a deep breath and feel into the beauty of the music and of this day. Take a good deep breath. We'll keep the lights up. You guys having fun back there. You've never done this. Yeah? Yeah. But isn't it fun? It's creative. If we'd told you about it beforehand, you'd be worried. Well, how do we get this and how do we do that? But you're just in the moment. There's a flow to it. There's kind of a sensuality to it. So take a good deep breath. Let's begin. This is the mihrab of letting go a lot of wounds. I know we've done wound, but there's still some wounds. But we're going to do it now a little different. Instead of fighting them and trying to figure out, we're just going to do it centrally. Just let them go. And the more important part in this mihrab, letting those wounds go, but embracing the wisdom. You see, in every experience you've ever had, no matter how difficult, no matter if it caused pain and death, there is wisdom. And that's what the soul loves. It loves the wisdom. It doesn't care about the rest of the stuff. It really doesn't. It doesn't care about all the hardships, all the stories. It loves the wisdom. You could almost transpose the word wisdom and sensuality. They are so close. Wisdom. It's that essence of what the soul brings out of anything that's ever happened to it, ever experienced through you. Wisdom. It doesn't mean smart. It means, well, it's the essence. Sensuality. Instead of fighting your wounds, instead of trying to heal your wounds now, you just let them go. And then you embrace the wisdom, the feeling. And before we go any further with this, I want to remind everybody that all of this stuff that we talk about, sensuality, wisdom, any of this, enlightenment, there is no work involved in it. If you're working at it, it's not happening. There's no work involved in this. If you're trying, if you're struggling, if you're battling within yourself, if you're scheming, if you're conniving with yourself, if you're worried, if you're itching, and if you're all the rest of this stuff, you're working at it. Realization, which is really coming to your senses, is allowing it. There's no scheming in your brain of how to do it right, how to breathe right, how to sit right, how to eat right, how to any of that. There is none. And that's where so many who have been on the path go wrong. Well, not wrong, but they get so distracted in their machio, like they got to do it. Whatever wound is there, whatever pain or hardship, whatever loathing about yourself, just release it. Without effort, if you're working at it, you're not allowing. Let it go. It wants to go. And then embrace the wisdom. Let's have the music up a little bit, and you're all here now. From those of you watching, and you're here too. I want you to feel what comes next. Music up, please. Take a good deep breath. No more working at it, Edith. Take a good deep breath. So much wisdom. So much wisdom to behold. Yeah, I can feel the pain. I guess you could say I've been there, so I understand it. But now you just let it go. No working at it. No forcing it, no running from it either. No running from it. You are truly ready to receive that wisdom, okay? Breathe it in. Good. No more shutting down. So hard, please. Just allow it. Wisdom and sensuality. Almost the same word. There's no hidden answer somewhere. Nothing that's eluding you. You don't have to be so tough. Stop working at it. Oof. All of you. A deep breath. Just relax into it. All the tough stuff, when you get to the other side of it, you feel into what's really going on, you realize so much wisdom to behold. So much. This is where we just release all those wounds. They don't serve anymore. They really don't. They just needed a good occasion, a good shoud marab like this to let them go. Don't work at it. I can feel you working at it. Just let it go. You realize, I'm not doing any of this. I'm just standing here, like I told you before, with you every step of the way. I'm not doing anything. I'm just letting you know you're okay. You already know that, don't you? And go harvest that wisdom. You let all that other stuff go. Just bring in the wisdom. Just reminding you what you already know. There's nothing like actually touching a human, being this close to a human, in total compassion, honor, love. Release all that pain. Breathe in the wisdom. Go ahead, no more pain. Like I'm playing the role of the master that's within you. I love this role because I can feel so deep into each and every one of you. You're a little bit like that Lord Venter. So close, my friend. So tight, just take a good deep breath. Bring in that wisdom. Just allowing. This looks kind of new agey, doesn't it? Yeah, but it's very sensual. Ready for some shakes in your life coming up pretty soon. Just allow them, would you? Just allow them. Don't window dress them. Just allow them. Master in you is asking, can you just trust? Having more fun than I've had in a long time with all of you. And for all of you watching in online, as I'm going around, I'm also touching each and every one of you. Don't need to be afraid. Just allowing. The time to just release the wounds. Don't work at it, though. If you're working at it, that's going to stay there. You just release it. And you quickly breathe in the wisdom. Just breathe it in. There you go. He's not holding on, you see. This fellow is allowing that wisdom in. Bring that wisdom to the forefront. No need to hold it down, just bring it to the forefront. Some of you, it's so clear, the wisdom, like this grand man here, so much wisdom, but he's almost afraid to bring it out, just doesn't think it's quite right. No, bring it out. All the wounds, stuck energy is what it is. Just take a deep breath and let's go beyond that. And you let that wisdom come up. You stop trying to heal yourself or fix yourself. You just let that wisdom come through. It's word wisdom and sensual, creative, almost all the same. One of these days, we'll do this again, not at a show, but we'll do, whoever wants to come here and do it, and I'd love for each of you to get a chance just to touch and to feel and to hold the greatest of beings. Take a good deep breath. No more working at it, just allowing it. So much sensitivity causes rashes on your body, and now we're just letting that pass through, not working at it, we're just letting it pass through. And what comes in its place is wisdom. And a lot of grace. Really trusting yourself. It's beautiful, but it's a tough one. You might ask, what's there to trust sometimes? But, well, like Lord Venter, you just sooner or later don't have any other options. And you just trust. You stop working at it. You stop trying to figure it out. You just allow. Well, this is a different shout, isn't it? Good deep breath. Yeah, so much ready to come through, my good man. So much ready. Some old stuff buried there. You just take a deep breath. You don't even have to know what it is. You just realize it's time. It's time to move beyond. Here's one who is so ready, so ready to let go of a lot of stuff. But she actually didn't think she knew how to get rid of it. She thought it was like permanently attached to her, like garbage can full with junk and duct taped all around her. Well, you just take off the duct tape and leave the trash can behind. Okay? That's all. Real simple. I'll make a master story out of that someday. Okay. He wants to punch me. No, he really does. I mean, he really does. Yeah. Yeah. But he knows that I know Kung Fu. And I'm behind him. Actually, he's funny. He doesn't try, he doesn't work that hard at it. He just doesn't believe it's possible. Which is worse, working hard at it or just not believing in it? Which one would you rather have? Neither. Okay? Whatever you believe in is the reality that you create. Whatever you allow into your life, without all those shields and barriers and everything else that you've set up, kind of like your hurt prevention, whatever you allow is what becomes. It's that simple. Not for other people, but for you. Stop the Machio. Start feeling again, my friend. Start feeling again. That's the wisdom, okay? We buds? Good. Good. Oh, an angel. This is going to be really boring for the Shoud preview for next time. Or maybe not. Take a good deep breath. You are so close. And Lord Venter takes a special interest in you. You better watch it. He's English. Just let it go, okay? That's it. You don't work at it. You just let it go, okay? I have to ask, can you feel my touch? I mean, not just a physical touch, but, yeah. Okay, now bring that into your body. It's sensual. It's not just the hands on your shoulders, but it's you and I kind of melding together, dancing. Feeling. Okay, deep breath. Too much resistance, okay? Just allow. You notice there's no agenda in the touch, okay? Such beauty in your eyes, but some pain too, okay? Just let that go. Okay, it's all about the wisdom now. It's all about being sensual. Okay, no more hard work, no more trying. For everybody watching in, everybody, you're here, you're part of this. I'm not just going around from one human to the other, I'm with all of you. I'm not doing it, I'm just saying, my dear. Not a lot of pain there, not a lot of problems. What would it like to be? Would it like to be one of the first into their realization, into their senses? A little intimidating, perhaps. But I do feel you're ready. Breathe it in. Thanks. Okay. Notice there wasn't a word said. We didn't have to. Thank you. We didn't have to. It was all right there. Okay, just take a breath. Just, I feel like right in the upper chest, you're just holding a few things in. You spit them out. You laugh, that brings up so much wisdom. No more working at it. No more struggling. So much sensuality coming in right now, just flowing in. You can almost see it when you look at her. No fear of it. wondering where it's been. Good. Look at all of those Adamus Awards on her name badge. Oh my gosh. She either spent a lot of money or she's really good. No work. No work. No more. Okay? Take a deep breath. Bring it to wisdom. Embrace that wisdom of every experience you've ever had. She was holding on to some stuff. We had to let it out. Like a bug on your back. Deep breath. Here's one who not really holding on to a lot, not a lot of old issues, thank goodness, but she's just waiting for permission to be sensual, to be enlightened. Not going to come from me, though. You got to do it for yourself. Okay? Let's take a deep breath together. Couple of points for today. Expect things to be different. Don't expect to always be sitting in the same chairs, in the same row, in the same way. When a circle comes to you, embrace it. Do it quietly, without a lot of thinking, without a lot of planning, worrying. Just do it. Creating this today took under 3 minutes. It was easy. Let it come to you. Shut up when you do. Stop the human intervention into the process of enlightenment. Yes, it'll be different. Yes, you might have to do your thing back here very different. Wasn't that bad, though? Yeah, it might be a little awkward. We're sitting in a circle. I'm coming around touching everybody. Spirit, enlightenment comes to you in ways that you probably didn't expect. Been trying to do it the same way over and over for a long time and expecting the result of enlightenment. And it comes around, it's going to come around in a very different way. And third, probably my biggest point today, you cannot work your way into enlightenment. You cannot fight your old battles and your old demons and work hard at it and suffer it and plot it and plan it as you've been doing. You simply allow it. You simply allow it. Once in a while, a distraction will come by, whether it's me standing behind you. Beautiful distraction. I wasn't doing a thing. I wasn't healing. I don't want to. I wasn't pushing energy on you. I wasn't doing anything. I was distracting you long enough for you to feel yourself. Whatever you felt, whether you were here or watching in, whatever you felt was not me. It was you. Let's take a good deep breath together. Thank you, my dear friends, for allowing me to be here with you in this beautiful, sensual, and wise moment. Let's take a good deep breath and remember that all is well in all of creation, especially yours. Thank you. I am Adamus in the circle. Thank you.